Our story begins in Connie's apartment. Heidi has just arrived and is talking with Hannah, Connie, and a confused Clint.
Could someone please tell me what's going on here?
Clint, why don't you let Connie and me take Carl into the bedroom and let the two of you talk? Connie, I'll fill you in.
Good.
Clint, I can explain.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Heidi, my aunt just told me I'm not Carl's father. Why on earth would she think something crazy like that?
Oh, Clint. I wanted you to be Carl's father so bad. You're a wonderful father to him.
What do you mean you wanted me to be? We slept together, Heidi, and then you got pregnant. What does Dirk Endicott have to do with this?
I know you're going to think that I'm an awful person. I had a one-night stand with Dirk. He turned out to be a royal jerk, and I never wanted him to find out about the baby.
You're blowing my mind right now, Heidi. What exactly are you saying? You had sex with Dirk Endicott and knew this was his baby all along?
I found out I was pregnant a month after I slept with him. I was so upset, I didn't know what to do. I was distraught about my brother's death and upset over the pregnancy. You had a crush on me, and we both needed some comfort.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you slept with me on purpose so that you could claim I was your baby's father?
I really liked you, Clint, and I still do. You come from a good family, and that's what I wanted for my baby. My family was so dysfunctional and screwed up. I wanted a good life for this child.
So you seduced me, lied to me about being the baby's father, even got me to propose to you. And now what? Why are you coming clean now about all this?
I did what I thought was right. Somehow Dirk figured the whole thing out. He was threatening to take me to court and have blood tests run on Carl. I couldn't take the lying anymore.
Heidi, if he found out, and it's not even like you came clean on your own. How long were you going to let me think that Carl was my son?
Forever. You are his father, every way that counts.
But that was a lie. This entire past year was a freaking lie. Damn it.
Clint, please don't hate me.
Don't hate you? Are you kidding me? I despise you right now. This is the most screwed up thing I've ever heard.
I'll go get him.
No, you need to get out of here, Heidi. I'm so mad right now, I can't be held accountable for what I might do to you.
I'm not leaving the baby here, Clint. He needs to come home with me.
You're not going to just take the babe and run out of here. I'll bring him home later.
But Clint!
Just leave, Heidi. Leave now, I mean it. Carl will be fine. The least you could do is let me say goodbye to him.
Okay. I will.
And as for you, don't ever speak to me again.
I didn't want things to turn out this way.
I'm sure. Get out, Heidi. And don't ever come here again.
In his suite at the Algonquin, Matt is having dinner with Blake in the kitchen.
Blake, I don't know where you got this food, but it's amazing.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's the best takeout.
Feels so good to have you here with me. Do you know how many meals I've eaten alone lately?
Probably as many as I have.
So, do you want to do anything tonight? See a movie, go out for a drink?
I was thinking we could stay in and watch a DVD.
Okay. Did you have something in mind?
Well, as a tribute to our reunion, I thought we could rent the first movie we ever saw together.
Blake, you are really feeling nostalgic lately, aren't you?
A little, I guess. Do you want to call the video store next door and see if they have it?
Sure. It was Top Gun, right?
Yes. You remembered.
Of course I do. You sound surprised.
Well, it has been a long time, you know.
It does kind of date us, doesn't it? Oh, I wonder who that could be. Hello? Oh. Hey, Tanya. I'm surprised to hear from you. An accident? Are you alright? Oh, good. Well, you're okay, and that's all that matters. Yeah, I'm good. Blake and I have just gotten back together. Alright, thanks for calling. God, I didn't know anyone in the family was still speaking to me. Okay. Goodbye. That was my sister, Tanya. She was in a car accident, but she's fine.
Matt, why did you tell her we're back together?
Because we are. Is there a problem?
No problem.
At their apartment, Raven and Mac are talking in the living room.
I talked to Perry earlier. Rex and Perry are trying to track down information on Gregory's biological parents.
I heard. I just hope there isn't some twist that takes that kid away from them. I know I was hesitant about Perry and Rex being together, but seeing them now with Gregory makes me realize how wrong I was.
They're very happy together. Just like us.
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hi, Tanya. How are you feeling? You called Matt? Why? He's no brother of mine, not after everything he's pulled. He told you what? Hold on, let me tell Raven. Rave, Tanya just talked to Matt on the phone, and he told her that he and Blake were back together.
What? No way. There must be some mistake.
I certainly hope so. I've made my peace with Blake, but if he's back with Matt, that will be over.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.